Grace and peace to you from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Back in the olden days, back in the ancient of days, there was a popular song by a group called The Doors. In this song, the singer droned on about how he loved a girl, but he needed that girl to tell her his name. Because apparently he didn't know what it was. She didn't have any friends, and so he couldn't ask anybody, or maybe he'd forgotten it, or maybe he'd never asked for it in the first place. I don't know what he was thinking or what was going on. I remember my mother really loved the song, and I was a young one. I was 10, so it was really ancient of days. And I just remember that song just being so dumb to my little brain, thinking, how in the world can you be in love with a girl and you've not even figured out her name yet? That seems like the minimum you should know before professing your love. Our Old Testament lesson today suggests that God has a way to improve this faulty song. It goes something like this. Hello, I love you. Let me tell you my name. You see, when God reveals his name unto us, he gives us a lot more than just a combination of sounds. When God gives us his name, he also gives us his identity. He gives us his love. He gives us his son. He gives us our Savior. He is the Lord. And to know him is to be loved by him. In fact, we can never really know God except through the love that he has chosen to reveal unto us through the death and the resurrection and the salvation provided by our Lord Jesus Christ. God cannot be known except by his own revelation. He is too far apart from us. He is too different than we are. Now, natural man knows that there is a God. Natural man has always known that there's a God. You can prove that easily by looking back in the history and finding that all peoples and all places throughout all of history know that there is a God. But God has to reveal who he is to know anything about him. Paul writes about this in part to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 19 and 20. He writes, "What can be known about God is plain, because God has showed it to them. Ever since the creation of the world, God's eternal power, his divine nature, invisible though it is, has been understood and seen through the things that God has made." A natural knowledge of God, natural law, plain reason displays that there is a God. But until God tells us about himself, we don't know what he's like. We don't know what he desires. We certainly don't know what he thinks about us. Someone who is rich and in good health might conclude that God is well pleased with him. Likewise, one who is sick and dying might conclude that God hates him, but neither one of those conclusions is valid. God tells us that he sends rain upon the just and the unjust alike. We cannot judge by our outward circumstances. We can only judge by that which God has chosen to reveal about himself to us. In our Old Testament lesson, God revealed himself in part in the Old Testament, not our Old Testament lesson today, but in the Old Testament. God has revealed himself in part to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. But his divine name he had not given yet. He was only known as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Later, God entrusts his divine name unto Moses, and after that, unto all of Israel and to us as well. That divine name of Yahweh, it's more than just a handle, more than just a gamer tag or a label. This is what he means by "I am the Lord." Psalm 138, verse 6, "Though Yahweh is high, he looks upon the lowly." Luke chapter 1, verse 46, "And Mary says, my soul magnifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he's looked upon the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. God's revelation about himself comes to its climax in the giving of his son Jesus, which our writer of Hebrew talks about in chapter 1, verse 1. Long ago and many times in various ways, God has spoken to us by our fathers, by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his son, whom he appointed as an heir of all things, though whom he also created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of the God, the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. I remind you, God created the universe by his word of power. He said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, let there be man, and he created man out of the dust of the earth. After making purifications for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name that he inherited is more excellent than theirs. We have been brought to know Jesus Christ. We have been brought to know that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. You need to note that living God echoes that divine name as well. John chapter 8, verse 58, Jesus says to them, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. He is the first and the last. He was in the beginning of all things. And he has called us into fellowship with himself. Note in our text, Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus asked the disciples, who do the people think that I am? And they're like, well, John the Baptist, or maybe one of the prophets, or Jeremiah. And then Jesus asks Simon, who do you think that I am? Who do you say that I am? Simon says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And after that, Jesus doesn't applaud Simon for being smart. He doesn't go, look at how smart you are, or look at how wise you are, or look at how intelligent or insightful you are. He doesn't call them any of those things. He calls him blessed. He's blessed, are you, Simon Peter, for this truth is not of the earth. That which he confessed could only come from God the Father, delivered by the Holy Spirit. As we said last week, you belong here. You are members of this holy one Christian church. You have been invited and empowered by the Holy Spirit of God, who has called you into fellowship with himself. It is not a fellowship that you earned. It wasn't something that you bought. It wasn't something that you borrowed. It wasn't something that you paid for, which is why we don't have a subscription program. Although that would help, we don't want to confuse people. You were called into membership by the Holy Spirit to the Son of the living God, who has said you belong to him. We have been brought to know the living God as he desires to be known. He carries his people out of their slavery to sin through the death and the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ. He brings us the promised inheritance. No sooner has Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ, does Jesus then bind that confession unto his incoming death. God cannot be known except for the crucified and living Lord. John chapter 1, verse 17, the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth comes through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. God, only the Son, who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. John chapter 14, verse 19, talking to Philip about the way to eternal life, Jesus says, have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. 2 Corinthians 4:4. In their case, the God of this world has blinded their minds of the unbelievers, kept them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the very image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We know God. because God has given us this knowledge to Him. And we continue to know Him by the gifts that He shares with His church. We have given His name to wear in holy baptism. That we have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And they call us Christians, for right we are. Because we've been clothed with Christ. We've been given the body and blood of that same Lord Jesus Christ to strengthen our faith, to forgive us our sins. It is as if God says to each and every one of us and sings, "Hello, I love you. Let me tell you my name." And He has placed that name upon us by the power of that same word that created the world, has made you disciples of Christ, adopted you as sons and daughters into eternal life. He has put His name upon you. He has put His work in you. He has delivered you from sin and bondage and death. He has clothed you in the waters of baptism, fed you with the fruits of His cross. For I am the Lord your God. And in Jesus, we have come to know God. And to know Him is to be loved by Him. You are beloved of the Lord. Blessed with that same blessing that God gave to Peter. That same blessing given to Mary and John and Simeon and Isaac and Moses. The family that God has assembled for Himself by the power of His word. The power of those sacraments given to us to grant us that assurance that we belong. We belong to God. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.